USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The makers of OxyContin admitted their role in the drug's contribution to the nation's opioid crisis. Purdue Pharma pled guilty Tuesday to three federal charges, admitting it impeded government efforts to combat the addiction crisis. The plea was part of an $8 billion settlement the company agreed to with the Justice Department. Purdue also admitted that they lied to the DEA about having an effective program to keep its drugs away from the black market, as well as using payments through a speakers program to entice doctors to write more prescriptions for OxyContin. Michigan's Attorney General says her office is investigating threats against members of the Wayne County Canvassing Board. The Republican chair of the board, Monica Palmer, says she's received text messages threatening her and her family since the board voted last week to certify Wayne County's election results. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says her office will investigate all credible threats against government officials, regardless of party. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.